Say hello to Bob.
Hey now. 254. Here is Vino.
Thank you, Bob. Cowell and Son. Here's my leader. Good dude. And a boss. It's the great Dan McDowell.
Mouth.
Thanks, boss.
Mouth.
Do I not say it cool?
You don't.
Boss. Boosie.
Hello, boss.
Mouse.
Maybe.
Boss of Boosie.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mino. Let's say hello to the Hardline. Mike is talking to John Solberg, trying to get his own FX deal.
I think he did.
Are you
just
pitching
landed
him
it.
For
trying to get
your
a
own,
show?
Your Louie-type show? The snake is right.
I have
here
a really
well.
Good title. It's
Mike
called
Reiner, Corby
Michael.
Davidson.
Both.
Do you snake think, and Rhymes.
Do you think they could get Mike a spot like in the Russian consulate and the Americans or something like just where you're
just
like
kind of sitting back
just,
there?
You're typing something and it's just what you do on that show.
I'd be an extra?
Yeah.
Like a Russian extra?
Yeah, you're a Russian.
Everybody tells me I look like a Russian fisherman anyway.
There you go.
Yeah, you kind of belong on season two of The Wire.
When you say everyone,
I do that.
With one of those orange vests on,
you don't see
hard
him
hat.
Sitting on the couch talking to Bodie?
No, I don't.
No.
Slinging
about
hash?
Chicken
no.
nuggets?
Got a guess.
Although I could.
Yeah.
I could fit there.
That's a life you've left.
That's right.
You've left that
is
behind.
The Wire.
If I was like, there was a scene where, you know, some veteran of it needs to explain some things to Bodie.
Right.
I got that.
Maybe you'd be sitting around the table as one of the guys who deals with Prop Joe.
Oh,
yeah.
At
higher level.
Yeah. At the meet.
Yeah. At the meeting, yeah.
Yeah.
Look.
Dude, I can see that. You're running
walk in there.
You're running the north side.
Maybe yeah. you're a connect with the Greek.
Maybe set a few things straight for Poot.
Let's do a couple of things here before we go to the phones at all, okay? It's Friday, January 30th, 30th day of the year, 335 days left in 2015. On this very day in 1962, two members of the Flying Walendas High Wire Act were killed.
Oh, no.
When what? Their seven-person pyramid collapsed during a performance at the State Fair in Detroit.
Should have had a pillow beneath them, right?
Isn't that... That's old school, man. No net. If this don't work...
You're dead.
Someone's dying.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And then they started putting up nets.
These trapeze just, people these days, man.
They got soft.
They know. Did.
They want to live too much.
On this day in 1972, 13 Roman Catholic civil rights marchers were shot to death by British soldiers in Northern Ireland on what became known as Bloody Sunday.
It's worth it.
I could not believe that.
It's worth that happening if you can get a good song out of it,
right? Don't you think the families agree?
But it doesn't make sense because today's Friday. I just don't think they really knew the days of the week.
First
back
off,
then.
Let's get a good song
even cooler.
The flag.
Cooler yeah. or cool?
I have a few P1 birthdays. We have Caleb writes, today is my lovely wife's 31st birthday, Nicole Tidwell. She got regonked this morning and loved it. She'd like to hear Corby's Skankers promo. Bob, my leader, Donnie Bleeder.
Skankers?
So maybe somebody will give her 100 grand to, I don't know.
Whatever. You know, I'll
do whatever.
It's come to Skankers and watch her dance for 5 minutes.
Get the clothes off, bitch.
Whatever low-rent strip club would hire her to come hang out for 20 minutes, and oh, look, we have the Jerry Jones whore. Oh, yeah, neat.
I just can't wait until I start hearing the late-night weekend spots on the ticket for Skankers. Oh, yeah. Tonight at Skankers.
We saved that,
the
huh?
finest in men's entertainment.
Oh, yeah. And then...
Hey, it's Cray Trey live from Skankers.
Dun, 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 dun.
I'll be there in a slightly used ticket t-shirt. I'll be here from 8 to 10 p.m.
If you know what I mean.
So how long is this bit, Grant?
An hour?
Jeez, all right. That's not... dear Sports Fuhrer, today is my 22nd birthday. L4G and Gordo, my leaders. Attached pics of my crazy ex-girlfriend. I'd like to hear when Norm needs an AIDS test. And what fake Bob thinks of the Buccaneers from P1 Aaron. It's Nicky.
That was one of the worst Buccaneers teams.
Wow. Still shocking.
P1 Nicky from Twitter fame says it's my daddy Don's 77th birthday. Please wish him a happy birthday and play a Norm or Mike drop Hashtag you are my leader.
Oh. And Shelby
Yay.
Has won for her husband, Nicholas Nelms, who turns 29 yesterday. And I might have forgot.
Okay.
But anyway.
I have a birthday also.
He's one of our favorite listeners.
You guys are acting like I'm done.
Well, you are now. Mark Largent, my man. Happy birthday.
Oh, clip.
So there you go. No,
that's
no,
my
he's
hood.
Put it in his face. Get that understood.
This ain't what you want.
Dan, my name is Josh. Super Sunday is my birthday. Tell Mike it's the hook, line, and sinker guy.
Ah,
Mike?
All right.
Corby is my leader. Since
what
I'm
is that?
Mexican, I'd like to hear Mexican Vampire.
Does he own the place?
No.
Oh, see.
Oh, and tell Donnie. Sorry, my mom, Maria from the New York Times, just got engaged. Good
well,
morning,
sucks.
Ticket team. Oh, and two more here. Two more more sad. You want to do that? Jose Flores emails he wants some love thrown out for his little brother, Albert Flores. He's 32.
Oh,
cute. He says kind of married, three kids. Huge P1, but this week diagnosed with testicular cancer.
Whoa.
And would like a... Oh, he's going to have one removed next Wednesday. Would like a shout-out of support on the ticket.
He's going in for the Lance Armstrong.
You don't All need right. both of them.
Moment of silence for the one testicle that Albert will have taken out.
Paul in...
And...
Balls hanging down.
What do you do with that?
Play it.
Oh, when you take it out? Take it to a taxidermist.
Do you put it on a pike and we'll post it at the city gates?
Post it in your bathroom so the other one knows. Look.
That's how cancer works.
You better not get cancer or else you'll be here too.
Do you bronze it like your baby's shoe?
No.
And put a little plaque on it.
Well, I never did that.
I would.
Did and you today...
Get, did you get Cornelius' ashes?
Ooh.
Dude, he was just...
Yeah,
it, over
he was just, yeah, he was just talking about
too
that
soon.
Today. God. That the wound had finally healed, and you just...
No, we went taxidermist.
Scab.
Yeah. Stuffed him.
Yeah, he's...
He's a coffee
he's
table now?
He stands on our mantle.
On the treadmill? You turn it on?
Dan, do you have this dwarf birthday?
Like you just walked in.
Oh, my God.
It must be kid.
In a totally different Marley shirt.
Go ahead, Jake.
Mr. Dan, today is my brother John Dorf's 36th birthday. Last year, you, me, and Jake flubbed this. I emailed you on the wrong day. You didn't have time for P1 birthdays. Jake agreed to podcast from his house as a birthday present, but we never scheduled it because TC fled the state and screwed the deal up. Please find it in your heart to play the Balls Hanging Down Harmony. This is the soundtrack of our Christmas holiday. It means a lot to the family. Photo of wife attached. Michael Dorf, John Dorf. He's the dude who worked at the Bush White House.
Balls hanging down.
Balls hanging down. Balls hanging down. Balls
hanging down. Balls hanging down. And I have one more from a P1.
Balls hanging down. Balls hanging down. Balls hanging down.
Let's go home. One more. As today marks the 1 year anniversary of the sudden death of good P1. Oatmeal Diaz, a.k.a. Oatmeal.
Wow.
Corby was his leader. Can we get a moment of silence? Thanks.
Mino.
Apparently, according to Mino, you cannot.
Oh, wow.
And Oatmeal was not that important to Mino, but we will offer the moment of silence for Oatmeal.
Stay hard, Oatmeal.
What? It's a moment of silence. Oh.
Paul in
wow.
There we go. There we go.
Look who's here, ladies and gentlemen.
Line 4 guy.
Not only line 4 guy.
Look at him. Look at that high top fade.
Christopher Kid Reed outfitted by Marley's.
Let's go to the guest line.
Ladies and gentlemen.
How many Marley shirts did you get this week?
It's Kid.
I got Mike. I got Mike Ryan doing the beats. That's how it's done. We have been fun. Me and Corby, we had a moment, but it was only one. But then I went with my man, Reggae Dan, drinking soda water like in a weekend. I don't know. That's all I got.
Kid, you want to see the blackest man ever?
Who? Oh my God, who's that?
It's him.
I thought it was Coolio.
Hey, we saw you on TV with JB Smoove.
Yeah, did you see that?
Yeah.
You know what? I have to apologize. I was trying to get a regonk off in there, man, and I got caught up talking about other stuff, man. And we started having fun. I really wanted to do it, but I'll get one in.
Can't let fun get in the way of regonk.
No, because I meant to do it.
You gotta have your priorities right.
That's
yeah,
all
right. Right here, you gotta have your priorities right, your mind right, kid.
What's up? Did I miss Fridays at 2:30?
It's kind of 3:05, so.
Yeah, we got you, computer.
Oh, wait, computer's on.
Do we have
phone?
Anyone online?
That time thing.
Yeah,
all right, joining us, joining Kid to say goodbye for the football season is Computer.
Computer.
What's happening, y'all? I was so mad at y'all don't bump me for the steal.
For Michael Chiklis, we bumped Computer.
And he's mad.
He then tweeted, football season over, no Super Bowl pick. Cowboys, they got us. We will be back. And like the South, we will rise again.
That seems a little weird.
And you know, then, computer. Because Computer was mad that we bumped him for Chiklis, he tweeted immediately, did they give him a reach around?
No.
Oh. Now, if he really knew the shield, he knew it would be more appropriate to give him an Acevedo.
Dude,
I never liked this.
What are you doing, Computer?
Oh, hanging out with my buddy at the tent shop.
What up, Computer?
What's up, baby?
Why you ain't here, man? You should have been there, man. Me and you could have been tearing it up. I'm already doing it, man. Me and you, we'd have tore this town up.
They flew Kid out to the Super Bowl. I said, they did. I said, they left me out.
Look, let me tell you, Computer, can I tell you something?
Flavor of the month.
Can I tell you, there's so many white women out here. It's like Shangri-La dee da 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 out here, boy.
You be all up in
that. You know, I'm jumping on them too now, you know.
Hey, Computer,
where are the white women at?
Do you ski, Computer?
Don't bring sand to the beach. Oh, yeah, I ski all the time.
That is awesome.
I just don't picture him skiing.
Like on a slope.
What do you mean all the time?
Or what do you mean you don't picture him skiing?
What do you mean?
Like on a slope.
Put his cowboy hat on?
Yeah. Hey. Is there a problem with him skiing?
A lot of my friends are rich, so they're always going to the ski slope, and I go hang out with them.
Hey, we're going to the ESPN party tonight. That's the party tonight. Yeah, man. J. Cole performing.
Ugh.
Were you at Will Smith's last night? I mean,
no.
Was it Will Smith?
Jamie Foxx.
No, I get them all confused.
I ain't made that one.
Do you want to hear the text that he sent me this morning after I texted him last night?
Yeah.
We got dropped off in Scottsdale at the W last night.
So he was not in your bed?
No, it was. Okay. And right. It was.
Yeah, I know, right?
So it was, I texted him, I said, hey.
What y'all doing? Hanging out in the room or y'all actually getting out and enjoying y'all good first
time? What do you think?
He saved my life the other night. Look at all these, wait, look at this. Look at all these scratches I got from when I fell.
Damn.
When I fell?
Yeah.
Look at all these scratches. Hey, I'm lucky I didn't break a tooth.
You are.
Next road trip, you got to bubble wrap me.
He going to party all night.
We all fall down sometimes.
This is why I texted him last night. Yo, we're in Scottsdale near the W. You here yet? At 10:04 this morning, he texted me back, got too faded. We stayed downtown, boss. At 10:04, what if I was just standing outside waiting for him to get me in?
All day.
That's when I was on my way to the his and hers when we did the thing today. And I almost choked a cab driver.
JB Smith.
That's another story.
Hey, Kid, the next time you see that girl on there that's on his and her,
yeah.
Smack her for me, cause she be hating on the cowboy.
I'm not sure that's legal.
You do.
Computer. We're not gonna smack her.
Current climate.
How about you want me to just mush her? You just want me to mush her? Remember you used to mush girls? You get away with that. Remember that? Remember the mush? Get out my face, mush! Remember that?
Smack my bitch up.
Yeah, you try to pull that today, man. Look out.
Put the water and pull it on my hair.
No. Man, you know, hold up.
The ultimate punishment.
I was married to a sister. I would never do that, dude. I'd rather punch her in the face. She'd be mad if I throw water on her hair. Oh, hell no. You kidding me? Her head'll start turning around like the Exorcist. Mike Reiner know what I'm talking about, Exorcist Linda Blair. Come on.
It's a great idea. Hollywood Shuffle when they took the activator.
Exactly.
yeah.
Oh, never throw no water on no black woman's head, man. She turned into a gremlin.
Give me my activator back. She'll probably cuss you out on that TV and call you the N-word and everything. Get fired.
Yes, she would. Yes, she would. I don't want no trouble like that. Wow.
What is that? Chaos.
There's a lot going on.
I don't know. Let me tell you, I got to give a shout out to all them P1s that show me love, even the ones that be hating. Yo, this dude, let me tell you how hateful people are, man. We went on to his and hers today, me and my boy JB Smooth. We all up there. We having a good time, right? And there'd be like 100 comments, and 99 are just so positive, and one dude just says something just so mean. Dude said, "Look at kid from Kid and Play looking like a Creole Howie Mandel." I'd say, what? You got that much hate in your heart. Actually, it was kind of funny.
But you got that bit about the boneless chicken, though.
I mean, really, man. Like, wow, you know.
Well, computer, we apologize for bumping you. It'll never happen again.
That's all good. You know I love you. I just miss with y'all.
Who you got in the big game, computer? Who you got?
I'm taking them Seahawks, baby, because we beat
them. That's what's up.
And I want them to win, so we'd be like, yeah, we beat the champs in
that's
their
right.
home place.
What do you think, man?
The Cowboys, the crazy thing about it was our team was built to beat the Seahawks this year and probably beat the Patriots, too, and they screwed them. But, you know, it's all good, though.
That's what's up.
Those Packers at home, too.
Hey,
right, Stern.
Yeah, Bob.
Yeah, okay,
Bob.
What?
Yeah,
now, Bob, too.
I didn't even bring it up, computer. I thought we're better than that.
Yo, computer. Yo, I'm going to smash out a couple of white bras tonight in your honor.
Hey, what's
yeah.
up?
Yeah.
Smack my bitch
I have
up.
A three-way on
That's what's
me.
Up. We're going to put them on the glass. What? You know what's up.
I'm sorry, computer. What?
Have a what?
Take this mic away from me.
Oh, okay. All right.
A three-way. Okay.
Yeah, but computer.
You're going to put them on the glass, huh?
Oh, God.
Think of computer during your three-way.
Me, computer, and a white girl? Oh, my God.
All right. While you're looking at...
while
you're high-fiving JB Smooth...
I do not cross swords. I don't do that.
you know what they say, computer?
What?
That's funny.
Four walls, two balls. That's the limit.
What about that guy that's getting one removed?
Four walls, two balls.
Interesting.
Two
yeah.
The addendum.
All right, dog.
Hey, are you going to be ready to pick Rangers games with us in a couple weeks?
Every day.
Bring it on.
All right.
Monday at 2:30. Tuesday at 2:30.
All right, there he goes. I think he's gone. Oh, no.
I think it'd be great to hear a computer break down the Rangers' bullpen.
All right, Mets Padres.
Right. The Rangers' bullpen is a bunch of bitches.
Expert analysis from computer.
Wow.
Well, kid, would you like to leave everyone with some words of wisdom as we wrap up our Super Bowl week of broadcasting?
Man, can I tell you, on the real tip, man, this is such a great week, man. I appreciate you flying me down on your Southwest buddy passes.
Week accumulus station. We saved up a lot of points,
I want you to know, like this last night, I extended my stay at the Westin.
Did you? Know?
Yeah, and it ain't cheap at the old Westy Westo.
Yeah, I'll bet you this weekend for sure. Right?
Tonight's 500.
Oh, are you kidding?
That's how much I love.
It's amazing they still have rooms.
100. That's what's up. Well, you know.
500?
Hey, I know Armenians. I know how to get things done.
Did you get the first two nights on the house? And you had to pay for this one?
I got everything on the house in a certain way, Cobra.
He's just paying in Marley's T-shirt.
Yeah.
How's the kid in play fortune, the portfolio? Do you get money still from... from music?
You get royalties and stuff?
Nah, the music money is like, it's like trickle down theory, you know what I'm saying?
But that's
we get dough from other stuff, man, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Universe is like good for us.
So you don't go to the mailbox and there's a big ASCAP check sitting
there?
Yeah,
we got some of those once in a while. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of DVD
oh,
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're good. You know, that's good to us.
Well, you had one. What was on the other night?
House Party 34.
No, we call it House Party 4, Electric Boogahore.
HBO had one of them on the other night.
Gordon was talking last night. We were all at dinner, and he was talking about how he used to work at the Dollar Theater back in Dallas. And he said that the biggest, the most angst he had working there was after house party showings, because the cleanup, he said, would take all night long. He said it was a disaster in there.
Like just all kinds of food wrappers and liquor bottles and all that stuff.
They're throwing stuff at the screen and everything.
Yeah.
Throwing purple drink at the screen.
The sisters will bring the big purses to the movies, and it's like a buffet.
I'm telling you.
Activator in the aisles.
Right. Look, I'm telling you, when people watch it now, it's like Rocky Horror. Like they you know all the lines and they, you know, I smell all that, you
yeah,
know what I mean?
Right.
It's crazy, man, but it's love, man. It's love. It's been a great week. And you know what? You guys are the reason. I wasn't going to come here. I was just going to chill. You know what I mean? But I'm glad you guys got me down here.
No, you were teasing us.
Shut up, line four guy.
Is there a possibility?
I'm going to grab your balls like Marshawn Lynch.
Is there a possibility that we'll see you at Ticket Stub?
Oh,
okay, all right. How about
offer,
this? How about this?
Okay.
All right. I'm going to break this down for all the P1s, okay? This is an idea that I got. Ticket stock is coming up, right?
Yeah.
Is it?
Couple weeks.
Yeah.
I'd like to come to Ticket Stock. If you guys got another buddy pass.
Oh, yeah.
Bring me down to Ticket Stock, and that's when we're going to debut the new single from Kid called Ragunk.
Wow.
So
wow.
Can I get an applause?
Yes.
Jake, what's going on?
Can we give him a little something? Jeez.
Can I get at least a triple play?
Triple play.
Can I get a triple
play?
Triple play.
Triple play.
Triple play.
Dude.
Yeah, we're going to come to Ticket Stock and we bust a new joint called Ragunk.
All right, so we're going to get Kid and B. Stiviano to come.
That's what's up.
Kid and V.
That's a cute dude.
The wealthy mask.
V. Stiviano's a cute dude.
You ever meet V. Stiviano?
No.
A little bit of juice for you, honey.
But that's a dude. Trust me, that's a dude.
Really?
I bet the house on that. That's a dude.
What was the info you were giving us?
Or it was a dude.
You had some inside information about locations.
She may have been a shim.
And the shims,
did a little
the L.A.
Yeah. She just comes across like that. Don't, I mean, you look at her, it's, she looks like, you know what I'm saying? And then Donald Sterling, he's so old, he don't know.
She's got,
you know,
man,
what I mean?
Jaw.
At what point do you get so old you don't know?
I don't know, man.
She got man jaw.
Yeah, exactly. When you're in your 80s, right? Which I'm slowly approaching, right?
Well, dude, we appreciate down here. It's
I'm
great
still
touch.
Messing with chicks. They might be thick, but they still girls.
Thanks, kid.
I ain't
dude,
that much.
Best Super Bowl ever.
Bracket Dan, the backbone, the spine of this organization. Oh.
Friday's
at 2:30. Friday's at 2:30. Picking
hands. Shut it down.
It's the Ticket, broadcasting live from Super Bowl 49.
The so-called press conference is